following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello everyone, Refuge family. How are you today? ¿Cómo están? I am Pastor Fausto Fluker, and I'm always delighted to be able to address these words of encouragement to all of you, words that will make us think and meditate in God's beautiful love and plan for our lives. I was thinking about Jeremiah. I've been teaching on the book of Jeremiah, the prophet, the weeping prophet. He lived in an age where he was chaos. It was a very dark time for Israel and Judah. And this is a time where God realizes that his people are stubborn. They don't want to listen. There were many false prophets. Therefore, he was going to punish them. But he sent Jeremiah to preach for over 40 years for them to turn their ways, to realize what was happening, but they wouldn't turn. They wouldn't listen. And they will live a dual life. They will go to the temple, offer sacrifices, but then they will also go outside of the temple and burn incense to idols. Today we live in an age where what is right is called wrong and what is wrong is called right. And many of us, just in our own judgment, in our own prudence, in our own criteria, we're doing good. We're doing good. It's okay. It's going to be okay. Well, the scripture tells us different. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. And God will not be mocked. And the Bible is very clear in how much he loves us and he desires for us to walk in his light so that his life will be in us. And today we live in an age where you and I as Christians need to stand up for what is right. We need to let his light shine so bright that others may see the good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. There needs to be a very differentiated line that divides those who are walking in the truth and those who are not walking in the truth. No matter what they say, it's not what we say, it's what we do. It's not just also what we do, it's who we are. And one of the things that I would like to bring to you today is related to our true repentance. Because many of us have been Christians all of our lives, whether we were Catholic or a particular denomination, and then we experienced the born again situation where we experience something marvelous in God's love and his power, his spirit. But what is it going to be for us to not repeat in the same way that history tells us it happened before? Because at a time when their destruction of Israel was imminent, the leaders of Jerusalem were giving the people false assurances that everything was under control and that they had no need to worry. And as Jeremiah the prophet said in lament, they dressed the wound of my people as though it were not serious. And they were saying, peace, peace, they said, when there is no peace. Jeremiah 6:14. They were like physicians putting bandages over cancer and pronouncing it healed, says F.B. Hill. The promise of peace was hollow mockery. There is no peace for the wicked, it says in the book of Isaiah 48, verse 22, and 57, verse 21. Nor can empty, assuring words avert punishment. So in 1 Thessalonians 5:3, lets us know that we have to face the music. We have to face the reality. Like the Israelites, we can fool ourselves into accepting a false sense of peace based on our shallow repentance. So today the Lord wants something better for you and me. Let us examine ourselves. Let us ask the Lord to reveal where our hearts are. And let us have a true, sincere moment of confession before the Lord. The Bible says that he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In a sermon during the first Great Awakening, George Whitefield preached on this verse and explained the layers of true repentance that must be uncovered before we can find true peace in our hearts. They dress the wound of my people as though it was not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Jeremiah 6:14. And out of that verse, George Whitefield presents to us seven layers of true repentance. It's worth hearing them and also remembering them. Convinced of your sin, convinced of your wickedness, convinced of your self-righteousness, and convinced of your sin of unbelief. Those are the layers of true repentance. Convinced of your sins. Are we brokenhearted over our sin? Because we must be made to see, made to feel, made to weep over, made to bewail your actual transgressions against the law of God, you and me, all of us together. Convinced of our sin, also convinced of our wickedness. I ask you today, are you aware of the depth of wickedness in your heart? When the sinner is first awakened, he begins to wonder, how came I to be so wicked? The Spirit of God then strikes in and shows that he has no good thing in him by nature. There's nothing good in me. There's nothing good in us. Being convinced of our self-righteousness, asking ourselves, have we made excuses for ourselves and for our sin? There must be a deep conviction before we can be brought out of our self-righteousness. It is the law that you and I recognize, the scriptures that point out to our need of God. So there may be idols that need to be taken out of our hearts. Whatever we give honor and we spend so much time with, convinced of our sin of unbelief. Do you believe enough to obey the commands of Christ? Before we can speak peace to our hearts, we must be troubled for the unbelief of our hearts. God allows us to go through many things because we are the bride of Christ. We are the church. And it says in the Bible that Jesus will come back for his bride, expecting it to be dressed in white with no dirtiness and also with no wrinkle. How do we get rid of all the dirtiness? By washing it with water, the water of the Word of God. How do we get rid of wrinkles? With fire, the fire of the iron that crushes through those wrinkles and stretches it out. God is allowing us to go through fiery trials, difficult times, so that we may realize we need the Lord. We need to depend on Him. We need to surrender to Him. We need to say, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I am lost without you. So let us think about true repentance. Let us think about how it is to no avail to appease ourselves with false peace. Everything is okay. Everything is going to be all right. No, we must face the music. We must face the reality. Wrong decisions, wrong choices bring wrong consequences. So make the right decision today. Commit yourself to the Lord. Ask Him to reveal Himself to you so that His love will compel you. His love will guide you and strengthen you and revigorate your heart and your mind in Him. I love you, Refuge family. Looking forward for this particular week, Holy Week, Good Friday, Easter Sunday, to be a time of reflection, a time of drawing closer to God, and allowing Him to be King over our lives. Thank you. I am Pastor Fausto Fluker with words of reflection to you on Refuge Family, Family Devos. I love you. Dios les bendiga. Muchas gracias. Les amamos.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the